And it is time right now to bring in Marcy Sutlow and David Scribner. It is time for the Berkshire Edge on air. Of course, the Berkshire Edge. .com. TheBerkshireEdge.com is where they are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, I don't know if they're there personally, but some days they are. It seems like it. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
So have you guys seen Avengers Endgame yet?
No.
Arjun has.
Nor have we seen any of Game of Thrones.
I finally broke down last night, and for the evening, I watched the last episode. First time I've ever watched it.
Did it make any sense to you? Had you seen anything else?
Did you see the water bottle?
I hadn't seen one thing from it, but you know what? I enjoyed the last part so much, I might go back and start watching it.
Oh, really?
Marshall, are you talking about what's going on in Washington?
That I haven't seen. The end game there, I haven't seen yet.
And since he hasn't read history, what the heck, so, right?
I read history all the time.
We're talking about the Lancasters.
I thought you were talking about
Washington. We're talking about the War of Roses. Not the film.
No, I haven't. Okay. I saw the War of the Roses movie with Danny DeVito.
Not that one.
Oh, geez,
Danny DeVito.
Marshall sort of missed the whole Yorks and Lancasters.
All right. Well, let us bring in the real Avengers, which is David and Marcy, and we will talk about some of the stories that we're following. Students at Monument Mountain Regional High School. Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge are requesting to be involved in the design of a new school. I think that is well deserved.
Yeah,
isn't that terrific? I mean, they're forming little committees. They've already made some recommendations, and you know, they're being encouraged to do so by the school committee. So it's this is really interesting that to get student input on on what a new high school would look like.
Yeah,
but they're very
serious. What a great idea. Why not ask the people who actually use the school for ideas?
And the
great concept,
And the great thing about it is by the time everything gets done, some of them or most of them might not even be in the school, but it really is a great move, A, to get the kids involved. And if you get the kids involved, then you're going to get the grandparents and the parents involved. And everybody's going to be involved in this design process. And whether or not they use a lot of things or not, it still, I think, is something that's great for the community. And that has never been done around here, I can tell you that.
Right.
Well,
never.
This is a 50-year-old high school, and it's they're thinking about renovating it or replacing it, and there have been various proposals over the last few years to exactly what approach to take. But this is the first time, actually, that they're actually involving the students who are there with their ideas, and they have some really good ones. So that this will be really interesting.
And they also went down to a conference at NYU. Where they talk to more experienced people about school renovation. So it's, not only is it good for the school, but it's a very exciting opportunity for these kids.
Yeah,
they're serious about this.
Yeah, they went to this NYU symposium on May 6th.
But it's a great community. It's a great community binder. It really is.
It sure is.
And it takes away a lot of the sting that parents and grandparents and taxpayers feel like they're not involved in the process. And if you're involving their kids and grandkids, it really makes a huge difference.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and they are presenting, for those who are interested, they're presenting their findings at 7 p.m. on Thursday. In the school auditorium.
Right.
They probably got
And a student-led tour of the building will start at 6 o'clock, an hour before. So if people want to, this obviously is less interest for Connecticut residents than it is for the people in the towns that use Monument Mountain. But it's still, I think, it would be very interesting to have students show you around their school and what's wrong with it.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I think I think it's they saw what happened.
I don't know if this has been done elsewhere, but it's terrific.
Well, that's two for two. The the kids got involved. The younger people got involved in the small water bottle ban, and now they're getting involved in this. I think it's terrific. It really is.
Well, you know, there's some spirit here in which the students and young people feel like they have a voice.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I think it's not just school committees and adults making decisions, but they feel like they can be involved too. And perhaps it's the spirit of town meeting, you know, where everybody gets to talk about how they think the next year's governing should go. And so it's not only adults, but young people, too, can have a voice in that process. So it's training people to be involved in their government, for one thing.
Yeah. And be involved in the community, just totally involved in the community. I think that's what's so good about it.
Well, and, you know, we have several things like that in Great Barrington. We have the Railroad Street Youth Project, which is another project that, you know, has all kinds of projects for kids and a place for kids to go for help on anything, you know, drugs, activities. So I mean, this really is a terrific community for young people.
All right. The next story, I think, is great because it's a look back through the past 100 years with an exhibit at the Old Corner House, Hospital on Main Street.
Oh, yeah, that's Riggs. And
Austin Riggs.
Austin Riggs. It's a psychiatric research institute that was, I think, started by Eric Erickson, many years ago. And it's quite prestigious.
It is the reason, in fact, that Norman Rockwell came to Stockbridge.
That's right.
Because he was in treatment with Eric Erickson, a famous psychiatrist, and he wanted to move close to Eric Erickson. And actually, the Rockwell Museum is having an exhibit this summer of Rockwell and Erickson.
Right.
Which is a very interesting exhibit.
So this weekend, the hospital on Main Street has opening its corner house in Stockbridge for an exhibit about its history and its place in not only in mental health over the years, but also in Stockbridge. So you can go and see a kind of historical photographs and documents that chronicle this very important institution.
I'm disappointed in the next story. I thought you were all finished. Because I thought you were all finished with Great Barrington. Great Barrington looks fine.
No. Great Barrington is never finished.
It looks fine to me now. I mean, after the shock.
It's a work in progress.
Well, what they should have done,
never ends.
They should have put the full-grown trees back in, because I miss those trees, what they used to look like.
No, that's the next project, is tearing out all the new sidewalks and putting the trees back. When they're done with this.
We wish.
When they're done with this, what we're talking about is that they finally decided to replace the sidewalks on Railroad Street, which is a very busy commercial center of town, and several other downtown streets with new sidewalks and curbs, which is, I thought, just in time for the film festival, which was going to bring thousands of people to town. There was going to be no parking, but you know, that's called planning ahead, actually.
Well, they are actually going to stop work on some sidewalks.
I know, but they may stop work, but there's
mess. They've eliminated parking.
They've eliminated a lot of parking. So this will be an interesting and frustrating time, perhaps, for Great Barrington coming up in the next month. But the film festival begins week after next.
Yeah, yeah. So, Biff is a god.
That's BIFF.
Yeah,
for sure. International Film Festival.
Right, and that starts Thursday.
That starts Thursday.
All right. We will move on, and we will take a look at the next story about Lee, the $60 million Eagle Mill redevelopment project.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, that's a that is a really interesting redevelopment of that Eagle Mill complex, a more of an complex, manufacturing complex that is now being redeveloped in re-envisioned in a quite exciting way as a retail and residential area. And there's a developer, Jeff Cohen, who is really good at pulling all the elements that are necessary for this to get done. And he's just gotten an important boost by some significant amount of money and tax credits from the states and historic preservation. So that's moving ahead. That's really good for Lee, and a kind of model for what can happen to other, derelict properties that are scattered around the Berkshires in various towns.
It's great when you think of how they put movies together, producers, executive producers, and how they line up the funding and the financing to do the movies. But then when you get a project like this, I think it's even more complicated to line up the correct financing at the correct time. All the correct guidelines from EPA to town, you name it. You've got to get it all in place to actually make a project like this work. And I don't think people appreciate all the regulations.
It is, but he's very deft at this, and I think he's lined up, all the right players, from state representatives to officials in the historic preservation and mass development. So he's successful with this. What can we say? This is really going to be great for Lee.
Oh, it's going to be great for Lee.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's going to be it's going to enliven that town tremendously.
Now we're going to name an award, and we're going to call it the Berkshire Edge Robin Hood Radio Razzie Award, and it goes to something that really upset me, and I just couldn't believe it happened, and that is the hot air balloon festival at the airport that was planned.
Oh yeah!
I can't believe. Haven't these people gone to these other hot air balloon festivals elsewhere and see how beautiful and successful they are?
And maybe so, but not in their town, not next to their property. You know, that's what we're talking about is a balloon fest that was planned for the airport, the neighbors came out in force to object to crowds, but they were not successful in convincing the select board, the Great Barrington Select Board, to put the kibosh on this. So hopefully we'll see, but. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
the select board is skeptical about issuing another a special permit for this, but maybe there's a way around this.
It's just unbelievable.
It is NIMBYism at its finest hour to try to put the kibosh on a really kind of interesting event, actually.
Here's my question. If the Jimmy Fund had approached the town and said they wanted to do a hot air, do you think they would have come out in force against the Jimmy Fund having a hot air? I don't think they would have.
Well, here's the thing. There have been other events at the airport. There's been airplane events. Airplane enthusiasts have had events there with hot air balloons, by the way, and in conjunction with a road race. And the neighbors have not objected to that.
That's what I don't understand, because I know a lot of I'm going to have to be open up. I know one of the co-owners of the airport, but I also know people that learn to fly and that fly at that airport. And I used to fly myself, and I've flown at a lot of in and out a lot for a local community airport. That is a well run and respectful airport.
Yeah, it's a little gem actually, and it's mostly pretty quiet, but it's a great place to have events such as this. So it's a big open area, and there's plenty of parking, and it just seems a shame that the neighbors are able to squash this. But
well, there's some history to this, as we've discussed before. You know, about the neighbors fighting against this airport. And actually, that died down about a year ago. The airport wanted to build new hangars, and the neighbors went berserk. And now I don't know what's happened to that, but it seems to doesn't seem to be much discussion of it anymore. But you know, they were concerned that there would be too many planes coming in and out, and that the tanks were leaching into their drinking water.
The fuel tanks,
you know, all of which can be controlled. But you know, this is a question of balancing a resource of the community against the interests of the people who live nearby.
All right. So we only have about 5 minutes left, and I want to get on to the series that you're producing in collaboration with the Railroad Street Youth Project.
Right.
This is really interesting. Each Friday we have running a video series from Railroad Street Youth Project, in which which is about teens talking about substance abuse, and it's interviews with various kids in the that take part in our leaders in the Railroad Street Youth Project, which is downtown in Great Barrington. By the way, they have a little house and right next to a park, and they're really very active, and they're terrific. Actually, they this video series is really interesting. It's parents talking, kids talking to their parents, and talking with each other about the challenges that they face as young people in this environment, and growing up, and the challenges they face. So it's a really instructive, and it has this feeling of not being produced. You know, of actually just
a natural thing that just talk. That's a natural thing that's just rolling along.
And it has this real natural quality to it. So it's, you really feel like, oh, these are kids really talking what they're told to say, but what they really feel.
Their stream of consciousness, which is when you want information, that's how you get it, a natural stream of consciousness, that people lose their inhibitions about talking about anything, and all of a sudden everything just comes out, and it's not pre-planned.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. It's done in cooperation not only with the Railroad Street Youth Project, but with the Southern Berkshire Community Health Program too. So it's quite a coalition of people that are putting together this program to help kids avoid some of the challenging paths they might be tempted to take. You know.
And these videos are very well done. They're acted. They're clearly acted, but they seem extremely natural. So it really does seem like conversations between adults.
Well, they are. They're interviews with each other, and they're you know, these are not actors. These are real kids.
Right.
So
But they do a very good job.
Yeah.
And that leads to tonight. There's a forum,
yeah,
right?
Tonight there's a
yeah. There's a at the Mahaway Performing Arts Center, the Railroad Street Youth Project is putting together a big program called Parenting, Good Parenting, and Reducing the Risks of Substance Abuse, and so that is a really important forum for kids and parents to listen all together, and it's Railroad Street Youth Project is quite a great organization for supporting kids, you know, young people.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, we finally realized that if you're going to have a community, you might as well involve and get informed and be intricate with the youth, because you want them. Yes, they're going to go out and adventure. They're going to go to college and stuff, but you want them to come back home and still keep it a community, and that's how the community continues to grow.
Well, you know, the Railroad Street Youth Project, I remember when it started, was started because people in downtown Merchants, believe it or not, were concerned about kids hanging around on the sidewalk.
I remember it too.
I know
this
sounds really ridiculous, but they were just hanging around, and the merchants were thinking, "Oh my gosh, this is going to deter the tourist trade," you know, by all these kids just hanging around. And so they formed a Railroad Street. They created in response to this. They formed the Railroad Street Youth Project, and it was located at first in an office in the Triplex movie theater, and now it's moved to its own location down on Bridge Street. They have their own facility, but it's really been a very creative response to the challenges that young people face today. It's really interesting.
Well, as we get to wrap up the show, then, I guess we should play this song for those people, because they obviously never heard this song. So here it is for those people. I mean,
we've been standing on corners since before they were corners.
I remember feeling like these. What do you mean you're objecting to kids on the sidewalk? I mean, isn't that? That's your future market.
That's exactly right.
You know,
and kids have been standing on the sidewalk for years.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
Right.
It's to hop, skip, and a jump to your hot air balloon.
Yeah. Right.
Amazing. All right. Well, that's a great job. Another great job. The BerkshireEdge.com is where you'll find these stories.
And so many more.
And lots of comments that people write about our stories, too.
That's right.
The big community discussion.
May I also give a plug for our magazine? You know, we now publish a magazine called BerkshiresCalendar.com, and it is being distributed all over the Berkshires and into Connecticut. So please look for it. It's a beautifully illustrated, beautiful magazine. It's got a green cover with a kind of interesting wedding couple on the cover.
I mean, it's a real magazine. A real magazine.
It's a real magazine.
Okay.
It's 72 pages.
Yeah, it's not a fake magazine, no.
All right. A beautiful, you know, shiny, hard stock gloss paper.
All right, so we'll look for that.
BerkshiresCalendar.com.
All right, and the BerkshireEdge.com is where we can find you, except here, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay.
All
right, take care, guys.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
That is this edition of the Berkshire Edge on Air. And I think we'll put this song on to wrap up the show.
Brother, you
today.
Don't.
I'm Marshall Miles.
Phil Kidman.
And we are standing on the corner.
Neither do I.
All right.
And standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls.